No drills at all, Vicky. It'll all be easy, plain sailing, pain-free, relaxing and delightful experience for you.
True?
Is that what you wanted to hear?
Is that true?
Yeah, it is, actually. It is. It's surprising how much technology is developing inside the dentistry world that takes away this concept of pain and that high-pitched squeal hacking into your teeth.
Yes.
That we used to know.
Yeah, well, that we still know.
Yeah, in some areas. And I want to give you a piece of technology that I want invented. I haven't seen invented yet, but I think it will be invented soon. So this is my futurist prediction, if you like. The last area of easy health monitoring that I think should be investigated is an electronic toothbrush that monitors the bacteria in your mouth as you brush, sends that data to your app, and then gives you a readout as to what you've been eating and what you should do for better dental health.
That's a great idea.
Thank you. TM. I'll put that TM here now. But that's what I want to see invented. It should be relatively easy to do, and that would enable people to have better data management, because we're all about data management. We can track the food we eat, how far we run based on the data we get from the runners we're wearing at the time. We can get our blood sugars through a simple reading,
yeah,
you know, heart monitoring, all that sort of stuff. Where's the one for dentistry? There isn't one yet that I'm aware of. Let's make one.
Yeah, and so once we actually get that toothbrush that, you know, tells us how much bacteria is in our mouth, how will that change the food that I eat and my dental hygiene overall?
Well, what it will then do is you'll start to learn when you have a particular type of foods, what it actually does for you as an individual, because some foods react differently based on the saliva you have, and so they have a greater impact or a lesser impact depending on the food you eat and your own biological makeup, if you like, from your saliva point of view. And what that can then do is teach you about how you go about looking after your own teeth. So that then leads to the ability to minimize the amount of damage that's taking place inside your mouth based on what you're eating, and therefore improve your health overall.
Talking about the future of dentistry this afternoon with our futurist, Marcus Barber. In the future, Marcus, I expect that my teeth are going to fall out. What will happen
yes,
in the future?
Will.
You know, when I need to get dentures, will I still be able to get dentures?
If you need them, but you probably won't. Some of the things that are happening now that are in development, not here yet, is 3D printing. We've spoken about 3D printing before on this show and looking at the future of all sorts of things. But in this case, what happens with a 3D printer at home is that you can use an app to take a photo of your tooth. A 3D printer will print out a mesh substrate, sort of like a little framework, if you like, or a skeleton of a tooth, and your stem cells that have been harvested from you will be used to grow that tooth exactly as it needs to fit back inside your jaw. So you won't need to go off to get a set of dentures. You'll just grow your own teeth back where they need to be.
I don't understand that at all. You're telling me that I'm going to print out on my computer printer, which prints in 3D, a tooth, and then I'm going to stick that bit of paper inside my mouth and it will grow into a tooth?
It will grow.
What?
You'll start off growing the tooth outside your mouth first of all, so the frame will start getting harder, and then you'll be able to implant it back inside your jaw, if you like. It will grow back into your jaw without any problem whatsoever. Now, this is technology that's still a fair way off. We're not saying it's here tomorrow for the listeners, but they will be able to grow their own teeth, not requiring a false one to be made. Now, prior to that, there's another piece of technology that's coming, and this one isn't that far away, where they use 3D lasers to cut a piece of ceramic to give you the perfect shape tooth that fits straight back into your mouth. That's really close now.
What are they making my tooth out of when they use these lasers?
That's a ceramic block. So if you think of the really good quality pottery, you go to your pottery factory and just buy a block of ceramic, and your 3D laser printer at home will cut and etch that into the perfect shape for the tooth you want replaced, and that will then fit straight back into your jaw.
And am I going to have to take that ceramic tooth out at night?
No.
Dentures?
No, it will fit and grow into place.
It
will grow into place. It'll be held there with some support structure early on that will still enable you to keep talking, keep eating fairly normally, but it will grow into place through the use of stem cells straight back into your jaw.
Oh, freaking me out, Marcus Barber. Look,
absolutely.
I really wanted to talk to you about genetically modified foods and how that's going to affect dental hygiene, but can we talk about that next time, please?
We can do.
Great. Marcus Barber, our futurist, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.